Good afternoon, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes, or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong, or maybe because you'd better be right, or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or you've already decided to have surgery, but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day, people skeptical about whether anything we can do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. You see, whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore a more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. Each week in our new time slot, Fridays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon, we'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. And if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then please share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who have walked the path ahead of us. Fascinatingly, Albert Hubbard said, "Genius is only the power of making continuous efforts. The line between failure and success is so fine that we scarcely know when we pass it, so fine that we are often on the line and do not know it." You know, what's funny about that is how close some people come to success in so many ventures in their life, like in their medical care, and just stop short of full success. So ponder that. Lahondra in North Houston called to ask about her doctor's advice to stop taking hormones for menopause. So let's turn our attention to this really disturbing problem, this symptom of hormonal balance or imbalance, and review what really is known. You know, the recent scientific reports have concluded that hormone replacement therapy, what they call HRT, specifically taking estrogen after menopause, has such risks that women have unsuspectingly endangered their future survival. Now, the hoopla surrounding these reports suggests that the findings of a major study reported this last year should be accepted without question and promptly. But the truth, when you read between the lines, is altogether different. The first thing any woman should prepare to do right now is absolutely nothing. Get complete information, rather like look before you leap, is the first and most important step. Now, with regard to hormone therapy, understanding your personal situation is critical because hormones are powerful controllers of many body functions. A recently reported medical study showed one thing for certain, and you must remember this: horse hormones might not help people as much as the drug company would like you to believe. and neither would dog hormones and cat hormones and so on. You know, for almost 20 years, our office has urged women to seek a balance in their hormonal pattern, to take progesterone and even to testosterone and DHEA and pregnenolone, which we're going to learn about today, which are important healing hormones, in addition to estrogen. And we've urged women to avoid synthetic chemical hormones whenever possible, and instead to take natural bioidentical hormones, exactly the same structures, the ones that are produced by your body. Now, results with natural bioidentical balanced hormone programs have been wonderful for both men and women. Women and men. That's right, you see, even men need hormone balancing to help regain or maintain optimal function and better health. And even more importantly, hormones aren't the only answer. Modern science has given us tools to diagnose and help many problems where medications and operations fail to produce lasting improvements are the ones that people are after. Treatments for the most of your worrisome health concerns are available. And these programs are often much easier, more convenient, and less expensive than you might imagine. For people who need more reassurance about hormones, please take note. The recently reported study where we're talking about breast cancer and so on with female hormones demonstrates a very, 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 very slight increase in the disease conditions such as heart attacks, cancers, and others that were reviewed. Now remember, your personal situation is more complicated than simply reading a confusing report about medical research. And remember, they did not look at bioidentical natural estrogen. They looked at horse hormones. And remember, they looked at only higher than needed dosages for many women. And in addition to estrogen alone, they only tried one combination of estrogen and progesterone, not a customized treatment program. And their major estrogen was estradiol, sometimes called E2, for those of you who've read anything about this, which many women have difficulties tolerating. And you know, in our practice, for many women, a mixture of estriol, that's E3, and estrone, E1. I want to try to avoid some of the technical points here, but you know, that mixture is sometimes much smoother and produces better results, and especially when combined with a proper dosage of natural progesterone. Now, you know, we've all heard about the benefits of hormone therapy, so we're going to talk about that today. And one of the things we're going to talk about is called DHEA. And we're going to use abbreviations for a lot of these because everybody has trouble saying these names, and there's no sense in trying tongue twisters, okay, because it's just not fair. DHEA is short for dehydroepiandrosterone. I want you to say that fast 3 times and then 2 times backwards. But what you need to understand about DHEA is that this is one of those wonderful hormones that is like naturally the lead hormones inside your body. DHEA improvements talk about memory, that means, you know, cognition, thinking, and libido, that's sex drive. DHEA can give you firmer skin with fewer wrinkles and less dull and fragile nails and hair. It's highly efficient for helping with slimming programs. Now, it doesn't replace diets, but it just helps balance your body fat. You get improved muscle tone and increased resistance to tiredness and fatigue. You can improve anxiousness and depression. You have less dramatic falls because your bone and muscle mass are improved. They're more dense. You don't have the osteoporosis-type patterns as prominently without DHEA. You get improved cardiovascular protection and better resistance to infection through stimulating your defense system. DHEA sounds wonderful, but until just a few short years ago, very little was known about this in the medical community. There are lots of conflicting views on DHEA and other similar healing hormones. The key thing is this. You're not going to go to the internet, you're not going to go to a book and get a simple answer. This is one of the anti-aging hormones. It's going to be promoted like that. You'll see materials come across. It is, however, extremely safe and, for example, extremely useful in treating people with rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and other immune system diseases. What you need is something customized to your care. Now, another one, pregnenolone. Another important one in the care of people who want benefits with improved energy levels and vision, memory, clarity of thinking, improved well-being, and often sexual enjoyment. Women often report less hot flashes or fewer premenstrual symptoms, and it's a powerful memory booster. Once again, pregnenolone, which goes along with DHEA, is one of those complicated hormones with lots of different answers appropriate for different people. So please don't expect that you're going to just read something or hear something from me that's a simple answer. What I can tell you quite simply is that pregnenolone is the real mother hormone. This is the one from which most of the others, including DHEA itself, are made. This is the one, okay, that can help prevent and cure lots of stress-related maladies. This is the one that can really make you healthier than you thought before. So realize that we're going to talk about these kinds of things coming up. Right now, the time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Now, perhaps you're clucking around kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or maybe you're just ready to make changes to regain and maintain better health. Then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIXPAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. And ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Sherry in Pasadena emailed us to ask about pregnenolone and what benefits that might have. So we're joined today by a very special person. This afternoon I'd like to welcome one of my favorite people, Callie Lawrence. Callie, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I know you are. And isn't it so wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Gosh, we've been through enough, haven't we?
Yes, it's been several years.
It's been over 11 years now.
Yes.
And we've looked at lots of different things, but one of the things that certainly helped was balancing hormone levels for you.
Yes, you're right.
So kind of give us a thumbnail sketch on that, if you would.
Well, I couldn't remember anything. I remember writing a check out, and I had to ask three questions before I could get it finished, who the check was going to, the amount, and the date.
Just sign those over. We'll fill in all the rest.
Yes.
Okay?
And I felt I didn't want to go through, I kept looking for doctors because I wasn't getting well.
Right.
And I went to one doctor because I had a thyroid problem, and he said that I was taking too much thyroid. And I said, oh, well, what did the test say? And he said the test was normal, but that I was taking more thyroid than was recommended by the book. And that's when I started looking around for another doctor.
You know, he's not treating the book. That's
no.
One of the key things. And, you know, it's unfortunate because a lot of times medical tests, patients hear, well, my test was normal, and they assume they are normal.
Yeah.
But that range of normal might not actually be right for you, and that's where the art of medicine comes in.
Yes. And I appreciate you seeing me as an individual because I was an unusual case, and I love having my memory back.
Oh, isn't it nice?
It's very nice, and I can my comprehension has just gone up. It's amazing. Things take less time to learn now than they did before.
That's kind of neat. You know, if you don't mind my sharing, I have a note in your chart. This comes from 1995 when we were first looking at the DHEA for you. And the number was 155, and the range would be between 17 and 380. So that would look normal. But I wrote a note on there. I said, you know, it's difficult to say. It's kind of low to mid normal for her age. If she'd like, she can start a trial of the DHEA and then retest, and we'll see how it helps her. And it's like I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew that it looked like this was the right thing to do.
I appreciate it. You've done that several times in my cases.
That's right.
And going on a hunch really has made my health tremendously better. I feel very young, better than I have in 15 or 20 years.
Isn't that awesome?
It is, because I thought you were supposed to get old with age, and now I feel younger.
Oh, gosh, no, you're supposed to get old. I got to set you aside and talk about that. You know, one of the things that's frustrating when you go to doctors and you get tests and stuff is you assume that that's the answer.
Yes.
That's just the beginning of the question.
Yes, and they look at you like, well, you're supposed to feel this way. You're almost 50. And I disagree with that. So I kept searching, and I found you, and I've got thyroid and DHEA and pregnenolone progesterone, and all those combined are helping me tremendously.
Now, that kind of says you were out of balance, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I was so out of balance.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember anything. I had aches and pains. I was sad. I just didn't have any energy to get up and do anything, so I didn't have a life. Now I have a life. I have energy. I'm just very happy and fulfilled.
You know, Callie, when people hear something like this, they go, God, she was really sick. And you were,
yeah.
But, you know, you weren't really sick before. You kind of just kind of drifted over into that.
Yes, especially with the infections. I started having a lot of infections, and my arthritis was getting worse, and I felt awful. I didn't want to move. And I think that the infections would have done me in if I hadn't hadn't taken care of it.
Well, they certainly would, and that's why we talk about immune system benefits with things like balancing the hormones and such, because that's your defenses.
Yes, I would have several infections a year, and I was afraid of scarring bladder and kidneys, and my lungs developed into severe allergies and asthma, and so I had an asthma attack so bad that I cracked a rib and tore a hernia. So it was a very difficult time until I got it managed. And then after I got it managed, well, my health had been improving tremendously. I hardly have any trouble with asthma now.
Now, isn't that fascinating? When you talk, you know, people hear things like this and you go, cracked a rib. And they don't really realize what kind of pain and fear that is.
I was amazed about the fear. I did not realize the panic that you go through whenever you can't breathe. And that's one of the toughest things to do, is to keep calm until the medicine does its job.
Right.
Yeah, right. Keep calm while you can't breathe.
And let's go through that again.
Yes. Well, I'm glad I don't have that. I maintain on asthma medication.
Sure.
But it's very low dosage.
Well, you know, that's one of the things. People think when you go to see, quote, a holistic practitioner or an alternative medicine doctor that, you know, you don't get medications. But indeed, you know, we have several medications we're using to help keep you balanced, because that's the easiest and in your case, the safest way to do some of those things.
Yes, I was reluctant to take antibiotics, but I have to because I'll
Because your
very,
doctor
very
makes you do it.
Yes, I'll wind up in the emergency room very quickly.
That's right. You know, I wrote the yeast syndrome book back in 1986. It's a long time ago now.
Mm.
And people think that I don't give antibiotics, but I'm one of the most insistent people when you need them.
Yes. Now, that's how I found you, as I read your book. And it sounded so much like me that when I first started coming to you, it was because of yeast syndrome. And all the infections I had had in my life, I had had so many antibiotics that my chemistry was just, well, I was in terrible shape all over.
That's a key phrase you just said right there, is that you changed your chemistry because of all the infections and their treatments.
Mm.
And that's what gradually led to a lot of these things getting out of balance, including the hormone patterns.
Oh, yes.
So that's...
It seemed like everything seemed to feed on each other.
Exactly.
One item would get worse than the others, and I just couldn't get better. Now, after we started the program, that's really how we found the things that were wrong with me. It's like peeling an onion.
Exactly.
At first, I thought, wow, I've got so much wrong with me. This is really frustrating. I want to get well. I want to get well fast. Don't you have a pill?
Oops.
And the diet was a significant help, learning to eat right, good nutrition, the vitamins. I don't like taking that many vitamins, but they make me feel so good, I'll gladly take them.
That's right. They give you life.
Yes.
So, you know, you have several other issues that we've talked about in terms of the completeness of our care. And I'd sure appreciate having you back, Callie, to talk on another afternoon about other things. Is that all right?
Yes, I'd love to.
Great. But in the meantime, DHEA and pregnenolone, certainly working for you?
Yes, they are.
Certainly something you're signing up for to stay on, right?
Yes, I like the energetic lifestyle. I can run rings around some of the 20-year-old teachers at school.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. Very exciting to still have energy to do the rest of your life when you come home from work.
Hey, it's true, isn't it?
It's nice.
Thanks so much for sharing with us this afternoon. I do appreciate your openness with us. And we'll have you back.
Oh, well, thank you.
You bet. God bless you.
Bye.
Thanks, Callie. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, then you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis, pains, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. But here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now. That's 1-866-465-8892. 1-866-465-8892. You know, Easter is coming up the day after tomorrow, April 11th, and, you know, just around the corner is IRS Day. But it'll take you another several weeks of working before you've met your tax bill for 2004. We're here in the midst of the Feast of Passover. That's April 6th through 13th, so enjoy that remembrance as well, much more than the IRS. And certainly remember that this is April, the Stress Awareness Month. And there's a lot of blessings that we have that we sometimes overlook in the concept of stress and realize that hormones might be out as one of the reasons for stress. Now, for our blast from the past, let's talk about Burma Shave. You remember those red signs on the highway? This one is great as a timely comment for taxes. Mid-rising taxes, soaring rents, still half a pound for 50 cents, Burma Shave. Of course, that was 1942, so keep that in perspective, too. Barbara from Katy, Texas, asked the real story on female hormones, and so we wanted to talk a little bit about estrogen and progesterone. Those are the common ones. Now, everybody knows that these are, quote, sex hormones, but do you realize that estrogen has positive effects to help maintain body temperature and may delay memory loss? It helps to regulate parts of the brain that prepare the body for normal development and helps to preserve bone density. We're talking about osteopenia and osteoporosis, not only in women but also in men as a problem. Estrogen helps to regulate the liver's production of cholesterol and helps decrease the buildup of plaque in coronary arteries and helps to lower the risk of a heart attack. Clearly, we are talking about things. Well, let's talk about this. Postmenopausally, estrogen stimulates the maturation of the vagina and helps maintain lubricated and thick vaginal lining, a key hormone by any standard. What about progesterone, the other major sex hormone? Now, you know, this one is present in men and women. Women are the ones who always see doctors for hormone care, but you know that progesterone is the most protective hormone that the body produces, and it's not just the hormone of pregnancy, it's the body's natural complement to estrogen and helps make testosterone and estrogen work wonderfully. Progesterone can help relieve many types of arthritis. It helps the thymus gland and immune system problems, helps the thyroid, helps you use fat for energy, improves memory. It's also a mild diuretic sometimes, because it can also give you fluid loading. It's a mild, natural antidepressant, sometimes of great value. It's a great skin moisturizer, and progesterone has been used to help correct emphysema. We've used it wonderfully in our practice. It helps improve the efficiency of the heart, maintains cell oxygen levels, helps to normalize blood clotting, promotes energy production, and helps the brain cells function. Relieves anxiety, restores sex drive, and reverses aging in the skin, reverses osteoporosis, stimulates new bone formation. Does this sound like something that would be of interest to you? And certainly when you start talking about hormones like this, then hormone replacement therapy, what you want are the benefits and not the problems. So happily we're joined today by another of my favorite ladies, Darlene Beard from Bryan, Texas. Darlene, welcome this afternoon to the show.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you, and I know you are. We've certainly been around the gamut with your hormones, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
up one side and down three others.
But it's all better now, so it was worth it.
Isn't that nice? You know, the reason that I bring that up is because sometimes people think there is some magic formula. And there is, the one that's right for you. Mm-hmm. Not just someone put something together and you buy it at the at the pharmacy, it's hard to get a fixed dosage that works exactly right, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, you're doing better now, aren't you?
Well, it's, you know, to say that it's night and day difference is still doesn't even describe how much better.
Well, give us a hint then.
Well, yeah, I looked back last year. It's almost 1 year to the date that I had my hysterectomy. It was on March the 31st last year, and I'm now 53 years old. And, you know, what seemed to be just after the surgery, hot flashes about every hour and no energy and just pretty much every one of those symptoms that you just mentioned, I had.
Uh-huh.
And how good is it to say that you have none of those symptoms right now?
You mean I wasn't telling a fib on this?
You weren't telling a fib. I've got the real story.
you know what's sad is when, you know, it's okay to get one or two problems that really bug you. It's when you get the whole list.
That's right. And you know that you're in trouble.
That's right. And you certainly did have the list. I mean, this was not fun.
Well, and I'd even, you know, I had gone to the health food store and had tried even the progesterone creams that
uh-huh.
they had. And,
uh-huh.
you know, we're trying some of the natural things that they suggested for menopause and really, you know, could tell no difference at all. Just not at all.
Right.
And so it keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and that gets a little bit more fearful. This is never going to straighten out then.
That's right. Well, you think it's all over,
right?
You know, at 53.
And that isn't fair, is it?
And that's not good, is
no.
it? And again, I think that's part of the depression, too.
Right.
And, I mean, not only do you not feel good and so many other parts of your life are changing, but then the depression, even if you've never faced that before, if that comes, you know, into the mix, then that really just probably, you know, makes, that's probably the worst part of it.
Well, it isn't fair either because, you know, women have so many issues associated with having body parts removed. And, of course, a large part of medicine is taking parts out.
That's right.
And, you know, all of a sudden you're confronted with saying, you know, what does this really mean for my future and for me now and so on. And in the midst of that, these feelings that you can't explain and these symptoms that you can't explain, it's just not fair.
Well, and especially when you just feel like it's never going to change.
Right.
And you have, you know, no hope, then that's ultimately the worst, you know, I think, thing that can happen to you.
Yeah, especially if you'd felt reasonably good and had, you know, good health and good hormone function all along.
That's right.
This is a big change.
Yeah.
You know,
but at 53, I mean, I'm starting a new business. We've got a bed and breakfast and...
Hey, is that open now?
And weddings, it's open. And so, you know, what a difference a year makes and what a difference natural hormones that are compounded just for you make.
That's excellent. And the name of this business and the phone number is?
Oh, no.
Well, people can certainly call the office. We'll share that information.
But you know, I think there again, just to have the mental courage just to start a new business at
right.
53. Even if you weren't dealing, if everything was going great, just to start that as a challenge anyway.
Oh, yes.
But I think especially for us women at this age, going through these life changes that we're going through, I think that says a lot of how this treatment that you've done just for me is working.
And it's so nice because really what we're talking about is not a treatment and not a disease or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about normalizing your life.
That's right.
And I want to put in a plug here for your gynecologist because he was very, very helpful in working with us to kind of customize your program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's awfully nice when doctors do work together because, you know, a lot of people think that they don't. But in the background, there are people who really do make a difference by working together for the patient. And ultimately, you win. Dramatically.
Yeah, and you know, I just I think you know, as far as women's health issues, you know, it was important for him to work with you, and that way you just get the best.
Right. Well, both of us learned, I think, from that experience. We are very compatible, and in terms of talking about you, we each got a little different perspective. And that gives us a fuller idea about how to treat. We're really treating the whole person. You know, people think of holistic, and that must mean something like holy medicine or something. And indeed, that's confused a lot. But it's not, you know, laying on of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whole person we're looking at.
That's right.
And it works very well. You know, Darlene, we're going to be right back with you to discuss more about how you're feeling. And right now it's about 30 minutes past the hour on KBME Star 790, the best medical updates ever. Now, sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. We've got a funny one for you today. A man and his wife, now in their 60s, were celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary, and on their special day, a good fairy came to them and said that because they had been such a devoted couple, she would grant each of them a very special wish. The wife wished for a trip around the world with her husband. Whoosh! Immediately she had airline and cruise tickets in her hands. The man wished for a female companion 30 years younger. And whoosh! Immediately he turned 90. Gotta love that fairy. You know, April 9th celebrates the end of the war between the states when the war's greatest general, Robert E. Lee, surrendered to the Union General Grant at Appomattox. April 12th is the 23rd anniversary of the first launch of the Space Shuttle Columbia in 1981, crewed by astronauts John Young and Robert Crippen. Important events in our history. You know, when we talk about things, we're just talking. But let's get straight to the question. What are you waiting for? Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Are you angry at not feeling better? Are you threatened with pain or limitations, fearful about your future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones that you need right now? You'd better take this responsibility seriously. This isn't just talk. You've got to find the answer somehow. And you'd better be right, because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer here. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs that help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, sleep apnea, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia and diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other diseases like that, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, chronic urinary infections and prostatitis, chronic sinus and lung infections, PMS, or as we're talking now, menopause and even manopause, and the list goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes and how they work, not just squashing particular symptoms with drugs or surgery. You could be feeling better than you ever expected. Now, I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. And in my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems, starting now. And very few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. Correcting what's causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation, just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever on our new time slot, Friday afternoons from 1 to 2 p.m. Now, when we talk about hormones like progesterone and estrogen, let me give you an example. Progesterone protects against breast fibrocystic disease and even breast cancer. Helps reverse or reduce bulging veins, like varicose veins in the legs. It helps reduce the risk for cancer of the uterus and cancer of the ovaries. It helps with epileptic seizures, even facial hair growth. It helps with flushing problems, you know, the hot flashes and such, heart attacks, insomnia, irritability. It helps reduce the loss of hair. It helps with mood swings and PMS, muscular aches and pains, night sweats, stress, even uterine fibroids, vaginal dryness, and even water retention. So when we're talking about hormones, we're talking about switches that deal with how the body works on the inside. Now, Darlene, these are obviously familiar symptoms in many ways, aren't they?
It's a long list when you go through it, isn't it?
It is. And you don't realize how important these hormone switches are, because we just think of one or two problems that, you know, seem to bother us most.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really there, aren't they?
Well, and, I think probably the most common one that I hear, you know, my friends talk about are the night sweats and the fatigue.
And, of course, you used to wake up every hour.
It was and one of the funniest stories was I was sitting in a chair and then got up and was in the midst of a hot flash, and my husband sat down in the chair that I'd been sitting in, and in a minute he jumped up. He said, "This chair is burning hot." And I said, "That's how I feel all the time."
By a clue.
So he had a little bit more sympathy for me then.
Oh, that's great. That's excellent. You know, when you have stories like that, that's real. I mean, that makes it all make sense, doesn't it?
Well, and, you know, it is sometimes hard to describe because the list of symptoms is so long.
Right.
It's hard to believe that the hormones could affect your body in that many different areas, but it's true.
Well, especially when you think that, you know, a hormone is just a signal. That's actually the whole thing is a hormone is something put out in one part of your body to affect functions in another part. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about hormones like this, we're talking in many other parts mm-hmm. of your body. So a little adjustment that's out here with estrogen or progesterone. Incidentally, estrogen, you know, is several different estrogens combined, as you well know.
Yes.
And then progesterone and such. And then it shows up in every different system of your body with a different symptom in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you weren't sleeping without your hormones.
You know, it was, you know, probably, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock at night before I'd finally, you know, go to sleep.
Gosh,
and,
that feels
and
good.
And so you get in that vicious cycle.
Right.
And so you add that of no sleep on top of everything else.
Right. And besides that, not only are you getting more stressed and less rest, but it also has long-term implications for reducing the osteoporosis patterns, for helping your heart health and improving your memory and mm-hmm. you know, all the kinds of stuff as we get old. Remember when we were young and we didn't think about all this?
Well, it just, you know, I think, you know, all those things are obviously so key and so important and then for long term, but then you've got the short term problems that you're dealing with of day in and day out also.
Right. And those matter.
Well, they're just more visible right now, whereas the other is happening, but you're just not aware of it yet.
Exactly. It's creeping up one day at a time. That's the disease of aging, you know, one day at a time. So if you were to give a parting comment, if you were to let people know, hey, this is really important, and you know, let's be fair, we have you on a complicated program, right?
The way that it's dispensed is so easy to use because it's in the little syringes that are just numbered, you know, for how many milliliters, and I can dispense exactly the amount that you prescribe. So it's really very, very simple, I think.
Right, and that's no needles. That's just creams.
That's right. The cream is in the syringe. There are no needles here.
And the deal is that what we've done is mimic a hormone pattern that seems very natural for you, so that estrogens are going up and coming down, and progesterone is going up and coming down, and testosterone is in there as well, so that you actually, at your age now, are mimicking a hormone pattern of many years ago.
Well, I told a friend last week that I feel 20 years younger. And so my new comment, when somebody asks how old I am, I say I'm ageless.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
So it's more than a good thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to feel good again.
I'm sure your husband likes that too. You know, that's the trick. It's not how old you are, it's how old you feel, isn't it?
That's right.
That's outstanding. That's right. Darlene, thanks so much for sharing with us this afternoon. We're thrilled to hear how well you've done and good luck in your new business venture.
Well, thank you and God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
Bye bye.
It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing. getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. In how many ways does that affect us in our lives as we search and search and finally find an answer to our problems? Now, Robert in Houston called for details on what I call manopause, and he says, is that real? Well, you know, let's talk about the testosterone. That's the male, the macho hormone, macho, macho man. But, you know, testosterone deficiency kind of creeps up, and before people know it, young folks in their 40s and 50s who say, hey, I'm not ready for this, have noticed that there's a decrease in libido or sexual drive and a decrease in sexual functioning. Now, you know, there's lots of medical doctor terms for this, like hypogonadism and whatever and whatever. What it just means is that the hormones aren't working right. And, you know, we can go ahead and use drugs like Viagra and these others, but you don't really get results if your testosterone level is low. And the thing is, what if you just respond to testosterone treatment and don't need all those extra drugs? And incidentally, those really aren't a replacement for testosterone, because what about memory effects? You know, testosterone helps to improve memory. It helps to improve strength and muscle function. It helps to reduce body fat. In other words, it helps to rebalance your health, including bone density. Now, you know, hip fractures are commonly associated with women and low estrogen levels, but bone density can certainly be an issue for men. So that's the kind of thing where we start talking about, wait a minute, what's going on as we get older? And I'll just share with you a little personal story. I've used hormone replacement therapy, our special balanced hormonal therapy program, since 1989. And I find that this is absolutely wonderful. And we're joined today by one of my good friends, Phil Garner, who's had equally good success with the balanced hormonal therapy. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Phil. How are you?
You're quite welcome, Doctor. Good to chat with you.
Well, good to chat with you. And, you know, you came in, you know what I like about you is you've remained reasonably skeptical about just about everything we've wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, I have indeed.
And I like that because, you know, the proof is in the pudding, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly proving out to be that way. I've, of course, have been around a lot of mainstream medicine in all parts of the country with my work over the past years, and so I think I'm sort of indoctrinated, like a lot of people are, that, you know, my first inclination is to think in terms of mainstream, and not to say that you're not mainstream, but some of the things that you you do are not necessarily, you know, what you would first things you would hear when you go
exactly.
See a normal doctor. So I tend to be a little skeptical. I tend to try to find out as much information I can. But you're right. The proof's in the pudding. I have felt good with the hormone replacement therapy, and I don't know how long it's been now, but it's probably been a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But I come to see you once a month, at least for that, if not for something else.
Right. Well, actually, it's you know, when you get good hormonal balance, you need less doctoring. You feel better.
Well, you do, and I'll have to admit, I'm 54 years old, and one of the things that I wanted to do is I've always been sort of a wound up guy. I've been described as type A personality, been tested that way by certain standards. So,
okay.
And one of the things that I've always had a lot of energy, and one of the things I began to notice was that my energy level began to wane a little bit, and I began to feel. I don't know that your mental acuity just wasn't what it was, and I thought this is too early in my life for this to start happening, and I don't, you know, I don't want to go this way and feel that way. So that was one of the driving forces, was to try to, you know, to keep that energy level up, and the other thing is, I've always been in good shape my whole life, and you start to see your body sag a little bit, and you don't have the drive to stay in good shape as, like you did. So it's helped in that regard. I tend to have my drive back, my interest. You know, it's a little difficult to describe, you know, when you talk about the hormone replacement therapy. There's several different aspects, because I do believe you have better mental acuity. I think your memory's a little bit better. I find that I feel like I'm quicker when I have discussions. I recall things a little bit easier. Certainly in workouts, I feel energetic more. But there's the drive to do something, to get up and go do something. And I'm sort of semi-retired right now, but I still like doing things. And so if I don't have the energy or the drive, I just kind of let things go. And I've found that since I've been doing this, I have that drive, that sense of curiosity that seemed to have gone a little bit.
Kind of the spark, huh?
Spark's a good way to put it. And I got to tell you that, frankly speaking, the sex is better.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's an important part of life, too.
Yeah, and that's a very important part of life. You shouldn't die when you get to be 54. I mean, it's all things should continue to.
Exactly. And, in the best of all possible worlds where everything stays naturally balanced, that indeed stays balanced as well. Your sexual performance and interest stays there. But we see so many people in whom that's just kind of what they accept as, you know, well, I'm getting older and, you know, and that's just not fair.
I think we have a lot of excuses and we have a lot of reasons for accepting the way we are, and I've kind of along with you over the past couple of years we've searched for ways not to accept that that's what we're falling into. It doesn't have to be that way,
right.
And I think you're right about a lot of these things.
You know, the program that you and I are both on is called Balanced Hormonal Therapy, or BHT for short. And Dr. Harold Varin developed that in the early 1970s as a treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. And he observed, as many people had prior to that time, that women who have rheumatoid, when they are pregnant, they get much better, and then when they stop being pregnant, they get worse. And he reported those findings back in 1975 and again in 77 and so on. And what they realized afterwards was, hey, this isn't just a treatment for rheumatoid. This is a treatment for people.
Well, I think that I've had back surgery a number of years ago, and actually I came to see you originally for another procedure, your reconstructive therapy.
Right.
And I, at the time, it was a last-ditch effort because I was looking at having to have a disc fusion, and I didn't want to do that. And you well know I'm very active, and I felt like that might limit my range of motion somewhat. And so I had success with that, but I continue to take anti-inflammatories, which I have taken every range of anti-inflammatories that's been on the market over the past 25 years.
Right.
And for the last 10 years, I've taking anti-inflammatories every day, and I'm happy to report that I'm going on about 3 months now, and I'm totally off of them, and I've adjusted my workout program a little bit, but I think all these combinations have helped tremendously.
Oh, it helps a whole lot. Phil, we're going to talk more with you in just a second. It's now about 48 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true. Kind of sounds like hormones, doesn't it? Treats everything under the sun. But Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied. So Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, 6 months satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Today's celebrity birthdays, well, not quite today. On the 10th is actor Omar Sharif. On the 12th is late night host David Letterman. I guess we should give the 10 worst reasons to watch David Letterman, number 10. Now we'll skip that. And on the 13th, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, one of the great leaders in the history of the world. All right, we're back with you, Phil. And, you know, you and I were talking about how important it is to stay active and vital and have that spark. Incidentally, I got to say, for someone who's in retirement, you sure are busy.
I intend to be, and I want to be that way until the day I'm going to check out. And
exactly.
I have it planned.
Exactly. You know, that's the old story about get hit by a bus when you're running along at 125 chasing somebody, you know.
That's right. You know, and the thing that I've been able to enjoy my whole life, I've had a wonderful quality of life my whole life. I've been able to do things I wanted to do, and it's just been very enjoyable, and I want to keep myself physically strong and physically fit and balanced, as you have always said, because I want to have a fulfilling life
until
the point you can't anymore.
Exactly.
And when you can't, hopefully you've lived life to the fullest, and what happens at that point will happen. So.
Well, you know, you've made a major investment, a lot more than other people, in terms of staying athletically fit. And the reason for that is not just tomorrow's performance or whatever, but the long term. You know, staying able and fit and capable. And that's the whole point.
Yes, it is. Interestingly enough, I've read quite a bit about it, but I have seen people who I've watched younger folks who are in good condition, and how much more they seem to enjoy life. And as I watch folks that are older than me, as I mentioned earlier, I'm 54, but I'm around a lot of people that are in their 60s, and I'm around a lot of people that are actually in their 20s and 30s. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. I mean 50 people either way.
Right.
And so there's just no question that those who are in tune with their health, let's call it just being a little bit selfish, we're going to take care of ourselves.
Right.
Take your time to get your workouts, but take your time to do the proper things health-wise for your body. And for me, these people are the ones that are most interesting in life. I don't find people that lay around that are not very energetic. As a general rule, I don't find them very interesting. So I think that they're missing a lot on life, and I don't, you know, I don't look down on anybody like that. I prefer to be around all these people that have got a lot going on and enjoy doing things and take care of themselves.
Right. Well, it makes a difference to the quality of your life as well, because it stays exciting and appropriate. And that's the way life's supposed to be.
Well,
let's get real.
Yeah, I think that it is.
You know, I'm going to share with our listeners one of the things, since you're talking about people in this age group. You know about Lipitor and Zocor and all these other or drugs. And people get put on these for really, I think, the flimsiest of reasons. High cholesterol can be treated by lots of different natural ways. And you and I have discussed several of those just in passing. But when people get put on these drugs, here's an interesting side effect that I ran across on the Internet, and that is that statin drugs like this, that's the class of drugs, can cause testosterone levels to go lower. And the reason for that, just to make sense, is because cholesterol is the nucleus, the central molecule that is used to make hormones in the body. And people can get low testosterone levels. They can get major depression because their testosterone goes down. They can get energy depletion because cholesterol is also the root that is used to make coenzyme Q10, which is the energy production molecule in your body. And, you know, we're talking about hormones, but when you talk about all the other things that people get treated for in this stage of life, you don't stop to think, wait a minute, that drug might be interfering with the hormones.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and obviously that's why I trust your judgment on a lot of those things. And indeed, one of the reasons that you had been trying to get me to go off the anti-inflammatories for quite some time.
Yes.
In part and parcel, I had been thinking about doing that, but I wanted to give blood. I wanted to give platelets for a young man who had leukemia, and I couldn't do it because I was on anti-inflammatories, so I went off of them. To be able to do to be able to give the platelets.
Right.
And the ironic thing is that about 4 years ago my blood pressure had shot up and I was taking something for my blood pressure. Well, when I got off the anti-inflammatories, what I started noticing was my blood pressure went down. And it does in one of the fine lines, it'll say that one of the side effects
is
have elevated blood pressure. So hopefully I'm in a good, healthy state right now. It's balanced, as you say, and you're going to keep me there, aren't you?
I hate to say listen to your doctor,
well,
but, Phil,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing. Is there like a thumbnail sketch you'd like to give as a message for take out and home at this point on hormones? Because, you know, a lot of guys say, oh, hormones are just for girls.
Well, no, I don't think it is. I think that as you age, I think you, if you pay attention to your body, if you're in tune with the changes that happen, I'm not talking about your hair graying. I don't mind that. As a matter of fact, I've been trying for years to get my wife to let her hair turn because her hair is basically white, and I think it's pretty. I think there's a certain sort of character that comes with age.
Elegance.
In the lines of the face and in the hair and all those things. And I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is how you feel and how you're operating. And if you are exercising and you are doing some, you don't have to be a nut about it, but moderately, and you're doing some of these things and you find that there's some changes, I think that definitely you ought to look at BHT or hormone replacement therapy for guys, because I've had good success with it. You and I continue to monitor things like your prostate and
right.
and your, you know, things that you might have some concerns about.
Sure.
When you read the literature, and I think that we've had good success with it, and I think that people can benefit if they use a good, solid program.
Exactly.
Obviously administered by a doctor, and you're not doing it yourself.
Right, a medically managed program.
Yes.
That's exactly
yes.
right. And thanks for putting that caution in there. Phil, thanks so much for sharing your experience with us this afternoon. You know, people need to hear, and when you share, it's a real story, and I really do appreciate it.
Quite welcome. Good chat with you.
Thanks,
doctor.
Sir. God bless you.
Thanks.
So, you know, what's the take-home message from today's featured guests? Well, you know, it's really quite simple. There's a whole bunch of different hormones. Don't get the idea we're just talking about the sex hormones like estrogen or testosterone. We're talking about also the healing hormones like DHEA and pregnenolone, and also progesterone fits in that category. We're talking also about thyroid, and don't forget human growth hormone and also insulin and glucagon. There's a whole host of hormonal balances that someone who's being complete or holistic needs to balance. And we're talking about natural and bioidentical whenever possible. Now, it's not just the hormonal functions that we're talking about, but all the body systems of importance where things get involved and are related to hormones like bone density or osteoporosis, osteopenia, mental alertness, memory, fatigue, muscle strength, heart health, and, of course, your organ functions. So we'd like to share with you some reference sources you might want to read about. And remember, these don't have the answers. These just have the information to start you asking the questions. But there's a Dr. Ray Sahelian, Sahelian, who has written several good books on hormones. One is on DHEA, A Practical Guide. Another is Pregnenolone, Nature's Feel-Good Hormone. And then John Lee, one of my favorite doctors who helped back in the 1980s teach me about hormones, has written two excellent books. One is What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Menopause, and the other is What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Premenopause by Dr. John Lee. That's L-E-E. And don't forget about things like the Andropause Mystery, Unraveling the Truths About Male Menopause by Dr. Robert Tan. And there's another wonderful book by Dr. Eugene Shippen, S-H-I-P-P-E-N, called The Testosterone Syndrome. These all matter, and it's very important that we take care of them because it's our lives. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Our production assistants, Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. And thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions for their problems? Audio tape and CD copies of the show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. Now, what health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort or threatening your future? Share these questions by email. That's info@healthchoicesnow.com. The phone number is 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address, or just call to talk with one of our treatment assistants. Receive our free e-newsletter by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now because they're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map, because we'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems and who have the experience to produce results. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. And our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce these results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week on our new time, Friday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better, Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.